All right, great to have you back with us, and nice to hear Brandon Belt as we celebrate my 20th season talking baseball here in the Bay Area, and we bring in Larry Bear. How are you?
Well, Marty, happy anniversary. I did not know that. We have lots of anniversaries. So
20 years.
So your anniversary, and okay, so anniversaries, it's definitional, right? So this is 20 full seasons. You've done 20 full seasons, right?
20 full seasons of talking baseball in the Bay Area.
Which is great. So happy anniversary.
Thank you.
We are celebrating here the 25th year, not anniversary, but the 25th year of Giants baseball since the with the ownership group. I say new ownership group. It's not so new anymore. 25 years from 1993, the 60th year of San Francisco Giants baseball. So it's the 60th year, not the 60th anniversary, but 60th year. So we've completed 59, and then also a lot of round numbers. The 135th year of New York, San Francisco Giants
baseball.
Yeah,
the franchise. Wow.
So good, some good round numbers, including your 20. Congrats.
And Ron Wotus, when I told him this, the professor, this is his 20th year as a coach with the Giants.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, one thing about Ronnie, and I know you have him on a lot, and the thing about him, which is quite remarkable, and I've had a lot of people on other in the game, you know, talk about how he really should have a shot at a manager's job, and that's not something. On the one hand, we don't want to see him leave the organization. On the other hand, we feel he deserves it. But the amazing thing about Ronnie is very few bench coaches stay with one organization through three managers.
Yeah.
So he did it for Dusty, he did it for Felipe, and now he's been doing it for Boch since 2007. So that's not easy because, you know, managers have their own styles, and Ronnie is just shows, you know, how well respected he is, how smart he is about the game, and how well he can work with people.
Well, we love the professor. Plus, he's got gold glovers now.
Yeah.
Come on, you know, he's the infield coach. He's got that. And the funny thing is with him, and he's not on with me during the spring because he works so hard. He runs the whole camp. So we went out for dinner the other night, and I said, well, I'll see you in April. And that's basically it. And I looked at him today. He looked bleary-eyed today, and he's got to run this whole thing. Because I'll bring this up to you, there's a lot of people in camp here.
A lot of people. 73 at the Major League camp. And so, you know what? I think Bobby and Brian have structured it, and Jeremy Shelley and Dick Tidrow and the group, Yeshaya Goldfarb, you know, the group, I think they've structured it the right way in the sense that, you know, we need the bench is important.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we have competition at you know, a lot of the starting positions, maybe left field, but not a lot of competition in the starting rotation, et cetera, fifth starter maybe. But we've learned, as you've seen, Marty, bench is important. Huh. And we want to maximize the bench, and we also want to maximize who sits in AAA ready to come up when there's an injury. Because you know that the team in not even September, July, is going to look somewhat different than the team in April. If it's going to be performance issues, it's going to be injuries, etc. It's just the inevitability of that in a baseball, long baseball season. So I think that we've really put a premium on that. So in comes Michael Morrison, Aaron Hill, and Ruggiano, who's playing
Rollins.
Today. And
Rollins.
What's that?
Rollins.
And Jimmy Rollins. And, I mean, just on and on and on. A lot of guys, veterans, and then a lot of guys that are knocking on the door that are they're young players. So, and that's going to be, it will not be an easy cut down. And then it's going to be, once the cut down's made, then it's going to be a, you know, determination whether the guys take a AAA assignment, some of the guys that don't make it.
Well, that's the issue, because now in today's world, as you know, when a veteran like that comes in, he says, well, by March 25th, let me know what's happening here, because if I'm not going to make it, I want out.
Yeah.
And you've got Michael Morse in a situation potentially like that, or Jimmy Rollins. Ruggiano, I think, wants to play. You have
Gordon
that.
Beckham.
Gordon,
I mean,
Beckham. You got Aaron Hill, who's could play somewhere else. He wanted to be a Giant.
Yeah,
and he came here. So
if you remember, on that point last year, Connor Gillespie started in AAA.
Yeah.
So Connor Gillespie, who, you know, major leaguer and had some good years with the White Sox. Everybody remembers when he came up with the Giants, and he went to AAA believing that at some point in the 2016 season he'd be on the big club. And look at what happened. It's a home run in the wild card playoff game.
What do you think about the competition in left field? And there's Jared Parker, 28. And look, Marrero hit a big home run yesterday. We didn't even talk about him, a six-year free agent. Then you get Mac Williamson. You have a 10-day DL this year. People with options are like gold right now because then you can move them back and forth without creating roster spots. Arroyo, as I told him today, he will be part of the Giants, I'll guarantee you, at some point this year. But how do you see left field?
Well, I see it as a – first of all, I see it as a situation where we are going to take that position, as we've done with other positions through the years, even through championship years, and we're going to figure it out internally with all the guys we have in camp. And if it doesn't work, we can add during the season, as we've done numerous times in the years, the championship years. But folks that say, well, go get the XYZ, great player that's $20 million or $10 million, all star, put him in left field. That's not really what we're about. I mean, we're homegrown with sprinkling free agents in strategically. And each year that we've won, we have had, introduce homegrown players to the lineup, whether it's been Posey in 2010 or Belt and Crawford in 2012 or Joe Panic in 2014. I mean, at some position, we're going to introduce a homegrown player. Yeah. And so likely in it'll be in left field. It could be somebody, from one of the six-year free agents, et cetera. We'll see how Parker, Williamson do. Don't forget Gorky Hernandez, who came on strong last year, and everybody likes a lot. Yeah. And, because Gregor's not here. So I think it's one of those pieces that, we've done well in years. You kind of look at what's our strength. And the strength, Marty, I think everybody believes, is our starting rotation.
Yeah.
The statistic that Bobby talks about a lot, which I think is not something to be dismissed at all, and I don't want to jinx it, but in Major League Baseball last year there were 11 pitchers that threw 200 innings. Four of them were with the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
People forget Matt Moore, so it was Cueto, Samardzija, Bum, and Moore. And so with the addition of Melanson, we're going to have, we've got our own formula, our own recipe. Not to say left field isn't important, but you're going to have to, we want to bring some guys along, and we want to see. There's also the possibility, I think, that Boch is thinking in the back of his mind that some of the guys that are infielders have worked out in left field, right, whether it's Nunez, not to say that he would be the starting left fielder, but could play some games out there in a mix and match format, depending on how many extra infielders you have versus extra outfielders.
Yeah, that's why I think, to me, this is the most unique camp I've seen since I've been here doing the Giants stuff. I have not seen a camp like this where you have like 12 people who for five spots on the bench, and it's really very interesting. Larry Bear is with us. Matt Cain. Now, the history is you've ridden it out with Barry Zito, and thank God he was here in 2012, Tim Lincecum. And here's Matt Cain struggling for a couple of years. He's still got the contract. What do you expect? What would be the expectation with Cain? Would you stick with him all the time, loyally, or what can we expect?
Well, I think everybody, including Matt, understands that it's, while this is performance-based, but decisions also get made relative to your belief in the guy to figure it out. So let's say he's pitching today, and let's say early on he doesn't do as well as you think. I think there may be an extra measure of patience with him, not because of the contract or not because he's well-liked, which he is. He's super well-liked. But a veteran who has, been a star in World Series performances and has been, so good for so long, that I think that there is a belief of the Rigetti and Gardner and Bochy that he can figure it out. Yeah. And that he'll come up. Now, that's not to say if the thing falls apart for Matt that we wouldn't go to a plan B, whether it's Ty Block or Tyler Beattie or Blackburn or whomever. But I really think that everybody wants to kind of clear the decks and let Matt have a superb year. He had the velocity last year. It was second time around in the lineup and location and all that. So, he looks great, working super hard. So we're thinking glass half full.
All right. Well, it all starts today with Matt Cain, so we'll see how that goes. Larry Bear with us. One very quick one. I know you're involved with the rules, and you've been very much in touch with Rob Manfred on the demographics of baseball and all the stuff you and I have talked about it last year. So one change, I guess, is that it? In the intentional walk, that's going to shave enough off everyone?
I don't think it's going to shave that much. I mean, it's a little contributor. I wasn't a big... necessarily. I mean, I don't think that the intentional walk. I think Rob Manfred, Commissioner Manfred, had a menu of items, and really none of them got approved by the union. So the way the collective bargaining agreement works, you make a formal proposal to the union, which we did, which ownership did, Major League Baseball owners. That was done pre-2017, right? Okay. You know, a few weeks ago, the union did not accept the intentional walk rule. And so we do have the option to implement them in 2018, these rule changes. Now, whether we do that versus try to get a negotiation going, we'll see. But I do think that it's not – look, I think a 4.5-hour game that goes 18 innings is terrific. It's the pace of the game. It's the way the game is played that we've evolved. I mean, people use the analogy that it's like a river with tributaries, that we're going down a path, and unless we, you know, proactively make some changes, it's going to continue to go down a path where, you know, guys are always backing out, fewer balls are put in play. You know, strike zone is evolved, and so, you know, we can do some things, and we're not changing 90 feet or 60 feet 6 inches, and we're not changing the guts of the game. I mean, I think there's zero interest, zero, as far as I'm concerned, less than zero interest to the experiment in Class A that you're going to have put a man on second in extra innings.
We saw it in Cuba. Come on, when we were in Cuba on the trip in the minor league game there, they put 10th inning, first and second, nobody out.
Yeah.
And that's
I vote no. I vote no on that. Okay. That's one no. We got the Giants. If we go down 29-1 on that one, we will. But I don't think I think in part for Class A, from one of the theories is just in Class A or in the low minor leagues, is it to the advantage developmentally to have a, you know, 19 inning games and you're,
well,
you
it chews up the pitching.
It chews up the pitching and it may not be good developmentally. It may, you know, burn out players in ways that's not really the purpose of Class A baseball. So that's a totally different thing. But I think that you could do some things with, you know, whether it's a clock or whether it's the umpire has a stopwatch or whatever, but, you know, a pitcher should not take 47 seconds to throw the next pitch with nobody on base.
You've had a couple of them.
We have it. Our friends the Dodgers have had a few, and everybody's had a few.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you run. Okay. It's great to start spring with you. It's our tradition, and I'm glad to
see
you.
It's our tradition. We did it in – did we do it in Mesa last year? We did it at the Cubs Park, I think.
Who knows?
We do it everywhere. We'll do it wherever the first game
that
you are involved in.
Well, it's a,
and so, Marty, it's just great on behalf of Giants organization, Giants fans, to have you back
love it.
Doing your thing. And we will – it's a is it the most – Marty?
Thank you very much. And, you know, the tiles are starting to shuffle a little bit. Will Smith had the MRI, and Nunez's shoulder hurts. So the tiles are shuffling. They're not out of the box yet.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we'll have a great year together. And, again, look forward to lots of fun for the next seven months.
I love you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.